The entire piece is remarkable, but Cody Mead has said during the rehearsals for the group's performance of the Brahms German Requiem, the singers were especially moved by the sixth movement, "For Here We Have No Continuing City." Cody Mead is the founding director of the Bloomsburg Singers, and we had a chance to speak with him by phone about the ensemble's spring program that will include a movement from the Brahms Requiem by popular demand.
We've had well over 80 singers now in Bloomsburg and the surrounding area participate in our programs. We've performed now over 20 concerts in 4 states, and we're getting ready to do our 4th annual spring concert, which is just kind of mind-blowing for me. My philosophy as a choral director has always been 2 parts, and the first part is to welcome as many people as possible and to go to great lengths to include as many people as I possibly can, as singers and audience members, and so that means that I'm very into outreach and to programming diverse repertoire and to kind of going out of my way to include people who maybe at some point in the past somebody told them that they didn't have such a great voice, or they thought for years and years they couldn't carry a tune. And the second part of my philosophy has always been to, in spite of the fact that we are extremely inclusive, I think it's always better to raise the bar as high as you realistically, but as high as you possibly can for your singers. In my experience, pretty much everybody gets more out of their participation in a musical organization if they feel that they're really being challenged. And I find that that's true for professionals, it's true for amateurs, for children, for adults, and that's been true with Bloomsburg Singers. And every concert we've done, I would say, you know, a solid third of the program that I pick is music that I think is really going to push the limit in terms of the abilities of our group. And so it's a very challenging process, but I think it's all the more rewarding for that reason.
When you're planning a spring program like this, Cody, does the tenor, the tone of the pieces that you choose, is there something you might do differently than if you were planning a performance in the fall?
Yeah, sometimes, but I would say in different ways. So we typically, in Bloomsburg Singers at least, we go back and forth between doing a concert where we do a large work and then one or two concerts where it's a more varied program. So this past fall, we did the complete Brahms Requiem, which is, in my opinion, a full program unto itself, and I think very appropriate for fall. So this spring, we have a program which we've titled A Garden of Voices, and it's a program and a theme that I think reflects, number one, our organization, which, as I have said, is a very diverse organization that welcomes everybody. And secondly, the program that I've picked, I've tried to really pick music that, in terms of its period and its musical style and mood and text, kind of takes us all over the map. And I've steered away from the common practice of arranging the program in chronological order, and we're really just bouncing all over the place. So we start with some music by Dowland and Handel, and then we're singing Eric Whitaker and Lauritsen, and then going on to Durafle and Brahms. So it's really just kind of a reflection of who we are as an organization and our very varied musical interests.
And what do the singers say? How do they react when you've gone and you've spent so much time getting ready to bring us the Brahms Requiem, and now you're going to be doing a living, breathing composer like Eric Whitaker? And does the Brahms contribute in any way to their exploration of the more contemporary pieces?
That's a great question. I can tell you that there was a significant portion of our rehearsal process for the Brahms Requiem where singers would come to me periodically and say, "Oh, I'm not sure about this, like this is pretty hard," or "I don't really get it yet." And even now, you know, we're doing one movement for the Brahms Requiem for this concert, backed by popular demand. And we have a few new singers this spring who have said to me, "Man, that Brahms movement is really hard, and I don't particularly enjoy singing it." And I always respond to them, "Yet." Because everybody in the fall, you know, by the end, when we had done the concert, I had so many people come to me, including many people who had been unsure about the piece for quite a while. And they said, you know, this is just one of the most incredible pieces of music, and I'm so glad I stuck around for it. And I would say, in terms of mixing living composers and recent composers and composers of very many different styles, I like to think of musicianship as a form of literacy, very literally in the same way as one would be literate in a language or fluent in a language. And I think being exposed to the widest variety of music possible and really delving as deeply as possible into all of the different shades of meaning and nuance in music, you know, it just improves the overall musicianship of a singer and the choir in general.
We're living in a world that is taxing. It's always taxing, but this is an especially taxing time of our lives. Do you feel it's really important for a community to have a chorus that can present music like this in some nourishing way?
Absolutely. Without delving into anything even remotely bordering on dystopic, I saw an article recently about, the author of the article was exploring different theories about kind of the what will be the end result of the artificial intelligence revolution that is happening right now. And some of them were very depressing. And I was thinking to myself, how is this going to affect classical music and community music and law performance and community organizations like ours? And I came to the conclusion that I can't think of anything more worthwhile and more worth doing at a time like this than making music in an inclusive way in community. Certainly there might be other things that are just as worth doing, but I don't think there's anything that beats that. So the article really just put the wind in my sails and made me want to get back to work to do what I think is incredibly, incredibly important work to bring people together to make beautiful music.
Well, let me ask you, where you perform? Do you have a home base?
So this concert, we are performing in a new venue to us. Our home base has been the Wesley United Methodist Church in Bloomsburg, and that's where we have most of our rehearsals and about half of our concerts. So we're very grateful to them. They've been just invaluable in terms of helping us to sustain and grow our organization. This concert will be at the First Presbyterian Church in Bloomsburg this Saturday, June 7th at 7 p.m. And it's free and open to the public. And we will be joined by Mark Laubach on organ, Brian Farrell on piano, and Chris Rivas on timpani. And we're just thrilled and excited to be able to perform in this absolutely gorgeous church. The First Presbyterian Church in Bloomsburg is known in the area for having spectacular and enormous stained glass windows. So as we had our first rehearsal in the space the other night, it was quite a new experience to be making this sort of music in such a stunning building. So we do hope people will join us this Saturday.
Cody Mead, founding director of the Bloomsburg Singers, speaking with us about the ensemble's spring program titled A Garden of Voices, taking place this Saturday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Bloomsburg. Admission is free, but a free will offering will gladly be accepted. For more information, on the web, bloomsburgsingers.com, bloomsburgsingers.com. A Garden of Voices, presented by the Bloomsburg Singers under the direction of Cody Mead with special guests. And that's Saturday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Bloomsburg. BloomsburgSingers.com.